programs. Welcome to Come On. It's still good. I'm your undefeated champion, Reagan. And with me, as always, is my brother, Ryan.
Hello there. And joining us is our other brother, Box Office Rob.
Hey.
Along for the ride is our producer, E. We are Koshi, the only show on the internet where we break down retro movies to see if they still hold up and then put a stamp on them. Today, we break down Species. It's got tentacles. It's got Dr. Octopus. It's got tongue punching. And a whole lot of Natasha Henstridge. Yeah. Sorry. You said it's got a whole lot of her. My brain stopped working. You get it. You'll see it. What else do you need?
In a world that has yet to crack the formula for great adult sci-fi, one studio will attempt to build the perfect hybrid science fiction thriller by combining five key elements. Blondes, boobs, breasts, booty, and a surprisingly engaging plot. And it's got a solid ensemble cast. I mean, that's why I watched it. She comes in peace in Species.
But before we get to the movie, we've got a whole new segment for you. And we're joined by our producer E a little bit early.
All right, guys. We do have a new segment. Our crack team of reporters has been scouring Hollywood to bring you the latest old news. We're going to check out some headlines from the Hollywood of yesteryear in a new segment called...
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
Old news. So here's how we'll do this.
Interesting.
And this way Box Office Rob gets to play along, too. I'm going to start. Right. We just have a couple of headlines to go over. I'm going to give you the headline, and then you tell me, based on that headline, what you think, what movie, what actor, what have you, do you think that this is about? All right, so let's start with, let's see if you guys get this one. Who done it? Who cares? As if.
As if it's got to be Clueless. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be, is it Clueless the movie, or is it talking about Alicia Silverstone?
It is Clueless the movie, that is correct. Oh, Clueless, this is, so we're talking about the time frame of Species. We're talking about... around that time in the 90s, Clueless had come out. It was huge, and it made a bunch of headlines because this is one of the first times in a long while, around that time period, where a movie really clicked with the public zeitgeist and people started talking and using terms. Ooh, yeah. It happened so much, and it sort of filtered so much into pop culture and then the fashion as well. So I wanted to see if you guys, having lived through that era, do you remember any of the terms from Clueless? And were there any of these terms that you actually started using in the 90s?
Ooh. I was not a big Clueless guy. I knew that as if immediately as Clueless.
Yeah.
I mean, Donald Faison's in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what are some of the
Paul
terms?
Rudd?
Paul Rudd is in it.
Yeah, yes. Paul Rudd. Yeah.
I
don't remember the terms.
I
want to say Fett. I mean, and that's 100% Mean Girls. So that's not. Yeah,
but if you said them, I'd recognize them all. Yeah. I promise you.
I will start giving you some of the terms that came from Clueless, and you tell me if you can remember what it meant. Some of these are great. I can't believe that they're from this movie. How about Betty?
Betty is it's for Veronica. It's an uglier girl. Yeah.
Here it was used as an attractive girl. So they were saying Betty.
Okay. I thought it was the other way. I thought Betty was like
Wilma's plain friend from.
Yeah, well, that's why I thought.
Yeah, that's how I was like. She's not Wilma. Kind of she's a Betty.
Before Trippin', we had Buggin'.
Yeah, I didn't know it was from this though.
Buggin' was from this. Huh?
Here's one that people said when they were leaving.
I'm Audi 5000.
It is absolutely I'm Audi. Like the car that came from this movie. This one was really funny. Before Butterface, do you remember that there was a term from the movie called Monet?
No.
Nope.
So it's to describe someone who like appears attractive from afar, but the closer you get, they sort of get blurry and it's no good. It's called Monet. She's so Monet. Yeah. Another term for flipping out or losing it?
What? Got me.
Yeah. Postal.
Oh, Postal was from
Postal
this?
Was featured in
I feel like Postal came
that,
before
that,
this
I feel
movie.
Like that was before this, yeah.
But who knows?
Like when did the video
yeah, the video game was like early 90s.
And that didn't even originate the term.
Well, when did the first Postman go
no,
crazy?
No, first Postal was 97.
But you got to think it might not have hit the zeitgeist, and this movie is like what popularized the usage. Like everybody heard it from there. And then of course there is As If. The only other, like, around this time, I feel like I saw people wearing the clothes like they did. All of the fashion stuff, the soundtrack, and then all of these actors blew up, too. So that was a pretty big deal around that time period. All right, next headline. Kevin Costner costs Hollywood big.
Waterworld.
No, Postman. Postman.
No, it was Waterworld.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, both are correct.
Absolutely. Yes.
So in that new one, I saw a preview for the other.
The new one, we're like, oh no!
I'm gonna get into that.
Done it again.
I'm gonna get into that, but let's start here. And now, Box Office Rob gets to actually play a box office game. What do you guys think that the budget, which was partially self-financed by Kevin Costner, was for Waterworld? Not adjusted for inflation, just the raw number.
It was over, like, it was a lot of money. It was like $200 million, yeah, wasn't it?
I think it's over 250.
Yeah. Back then, yeah, it was like $200 million.
It was an insane number.
That's what my memory says. My memory says $200 million it cost for Waterworld back then.
Okay. All right. The
I was
actual.
Just thinking over 100, but yeah.
Okay. All right. The actual budget was $172 million, but including marketing and distribution costs, it was closer to $235.
Right. I just so remember them saying over correct. 200. Yeah. Right, right. Yeah.
What do you guys think the movie made in North America?
$2 million.
No.
it's got to be higher than
that. It made like $96 million.
No, I think it probably didn't cut. Yeah, I was going to say it didn't cut 100. Let's say $77 million is what it made.
$60 million.
All right. You're very close with the 77. It did 88.
Yeah.
Still a massive loss. Okay. So the film did better overseas. It made another 176 at the foreign box office, and the worldwide total was 264. But that is still a massive loss. And at this point, it kind of reshaped how Hollywood took risks on big budget action movies. There was like a string of failures like this, and it all added up to us seeing slightly smaller, toned down budgets for a good long while. And then, of course, Kevin Costner tries this again with The Postman, which he also executive produced, which he also co-financed, which was also a rather large box office failure. So you guys had just brought this up. Based on the success of Yellowstone, okay, he was able to put together this passion project that he's been thinking about and tinkering with for a very long time, apparently. It is called, years. And we just saw the trailers for it when we were watching Dune. It is for Horizon and American Saga. Right now, does anyone have a guess as to how much that costs?
$195 million.
Oh, it's got to be more than Waterworld. I almost said Wally World.
I think he self-financed it with Yellowstone money.
So it's got to be more though.
195. Brian, we could not stop elbowing each other, being like, "This is going to be such a piece of shit in the theater." Yeah. If Kevin Costner was behind us, he'd be crying. Yes, like, the fuck wants to go watch this? This is trash.
Okay, so this is kind of crazy. First off, it is self-financed. He had to remortgage his Hollywood home for this. Right.
Wow. Yeah.
He believes in this project. It's largely self-financed. It is only $100 million. However, that $100 million really is only covering Horizon and American Saga Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. What I just found out is that this is supposed to be a four-part epic. Part 1 is coming out June 28th, 2024. Part 2 comes out August 16th, 2024.
Well, it's coming out on my birthday.
Just a couple months apart.
Has he shot all four already? Because I have not. I have a feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
That returns are going to come in and people are going to be like, no, we're taking your house in Hollywood.
Hopefully. I need to read more about it. I was breaking the theater. I was like, who's the bad guy here? Is this an America's the bad guy? Is this the Native Americans are the bad? I couldn't tell which angle this movie was going for.
There's a lot of gray area, and there's different characters that you may want to root for. I don't know if there's just a single straight up like hero, but I do know that it spans like 15 years of time and the journey out.
I was looking for
west.
President Roslyn as a Native American woman, and it just didn't. She didn't show up.
She did not make it.
In the trailer, they're saving that.
The trailer I saw didn't really sell me on the movie.
I couldn't make heads or tails of what it was about. Like it didn't.
Well, you know, that's okay that they don't give away major plot points.
Yeah, but
in the trailer,
supposed to pull you into something. And
it didn't do that.
They're supposed to be like, oh, I want to go see that. Not, oh my god, this looks terrible. Why would he spend his money on this? Is he okay?
I don't know if I quite saw that. I was just like, I don't know if I want to watch that.
It could be amazing. I don't know. From that preview, I don't know what I'm watching.
We'll have to see another Kevin Costner passion project. Let's hope this one doesn't cost him big. But all right, good guys. Those were the headlines. I will be back with a pop quiz later.
Thank you. I really wish you'd just double down on his passion project and be like, you know what? You guys didn't like it before, but guess what? Waterworld 2.
Did they save that island?
Later on this year, Postman 2. I'm doing both of them.
It's the Postman on the Waterworld Island. Like, that's all it is.
Oh, my God. He plays both parts.
Both parts.
Oh, I'd watch it immediately.
Did they save the island or did they, like, scuttle? They built that. They built that island for the movie that's still, like, somewhere in dry dock. Like,
they could barely keep it up during the movie.
They should make it a ride at, like, Universal or something where you can,
so many people would just get hurt.
Yeah.
And fall into the water. All right. Well, let's go to a quick little break and we'll come back with the breakdown right after this.
This is not a dream.
Not a dream.
We are using your phone's electrical system as a receiver.
You are receiving this podcast as a dream.
We are transmitting this from the year 2999.
You are receiving this podcast in order to alter the events you are hearing. You must subscribe, like, and follow in order to avoid a causality violation.
Causality violation.
The future needs your help.
Save the podcast. Save the world. End of line.
Break all the fucking mirrors!
We decided to make it female so that it would be more docile and controlled.
More docile and controllable. All
right, guys. We're back from that break. It's time to start talking about Species, a movie I hadn't watched in a long time, and I don't know what your guys' memories were of it. I remember boobies. Being like boobies and sexy time, all the time, and there are a lot of boobies in Species.
There are, but a lot more plot than what I remembered, and a lot more thinking about the plot.
Did you remember the story is stronger?
I remembered SETI. I saw you guys talk about that in the chat. I remember that.
I swear to God, it was a meteor.
Because I recognized it as similar to. So I must have seen it.
It's
since
a Contact, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Contact was after this, right?
Well, but I remember our Contact episode. Yeah. I kept putting Ben Kingsley as the rich guy. That's
Well, that's understandable because it's like a bald white dude. But
it's a bald white guy. It's just what John. The actor's.
Sure. I don't know.
The British guy. He was
I don't know.
An alien. He gets a chest buster.
Yeah, I know the guy. I don't know his name.
What's
I can't
his fucking
help you.
Name, dude?
I don't know.
John something, right? John?
Our interns will put it up.
John Hurt. So when I was watching the movie anyway, I was like, oh, that's right. Ben Kingsley's in Contact.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait, no. That's John Hurt. So when we sent Contact Aliens, and they sent us designs for the ship and this.
Different set of different species.
You sure?
No, I'm not. Mm. But it sure didn't look like her father, that what she was having the weird sex dreams about and what she turned into.
You don't know she had the sex dreams about her dad.
No. I'm saying the species, like, you know, like
the species. Okay
to go.
Where she's having,
I was like, what Contact movie did you watch?
You know, I could still deal without cutaways to just aliens having sex, like in her dream state. To it's like she's having.
Is that sex? I just remember it being like Hellraiser-y.
No, they're like turning around. Like every time she had a vision of those creatures,
I didn't get
like,
sex from that.
I'm telling you, look at it. It is creatures banging. That's all she's seeing.
When you watch an aliens movie. And you see them and like they're like coming out of their egg sacs and stuff. Do you think sexy or
no? I'm saying you look at that, there is actual scenes where like two aliens are thrusting at each other. I'm not making this up. Go look at it. It is clear sexual positions, and you know there's like alien areola and you know nipples.
Okay,
and
there
stuff.
Were alien nipples in this movie. That's all 100%.
The titticle. I don't need that titticle like coming out and like coming after a mouse. I don't need that at all, man. Like, why does that shoot from her boob?
By caliber, of course. I mean, both the size of the gun barrel.
I don't know. Maybe when she has the babies, they get out real quick.
Yeah. No, tickle. That's better. I thought titticle was pretty good, but, you know, I agree. The producer's note's probably a little stronger. Tentacle. Yeah, titticle. Yeah, I think that's better.
Okay. So we start in a lab, and it's a young 13, 14 year old, but Heath Ledger's wife.
Oh, is that who that is? I did.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he looked a lot like a young Renee Zellweger.
Who the fuck is Renee Zellweger? Yeah, but I didn't connect who that was. I would just call her the species girl for lack of knowing anything else she had done from this movie. And she's in the big glass enclosed Hulk cage.
Which they can just set on fire.
Well,
why are they
trying
to poison her? Yeah, and don't apologize. Don't tip her off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not only was she asleep, they waited till she woke up to bring in the cans that were clearly marked as cyanide to hook up there. When again, yes, they could just flame her. They could have, you know, just slowly brought in those tanks and hooked them up and then just, you know, sort of not told her they were going to release them, but still have the flamethrower available.
Yeah, of course, the poison up in her food and feed it to her.
There's a lot of better ways. I think that Ben Kingsley just wanted to see her suffer. He was getting off on
That's
it
how
something.
He gets off.
Yeah. Like, he was like,
I want to play a game.
Let's make her panic and, you know, like, I'll watch from here. Like,
but he's all, he's just faking being upset where he's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's a
I'm
sick,
sorry, I'm going
to
enjoy
man.
This so much, right, you right. little bitch. You die.
Right, yeah.
And since they're releasing cyanide, wouldn't they be, the guys who are doing it, be in, like, protective suits? Because as soon as she breaks the glass, those guys just drop like stones.
Yep. I mean, I don't know.
So they don't have the effective PPE with this?
I guess not. Although apparently they were very big on protocol, as we saw later. The protocol for this seemed to be lacking. So maybe they very quickly wrote a new protocol.
They wrote new ones.
Right, like before the next scene where they were talking about protocol. Yeah.
As soon as those like three guys die, she gets out. And they have to bring in outside. Okay.
I mean, she's going to, you know, okay, I buy that she's going to do the camera and whatever, but they put her in there, and I was like, oh, I remember this now. They actually got infected, and that's why she doesn't kill them later on when she's listening to the hotel door, because they're mating, and it's actually, you know, I made up this whole other side story.
But, like, nothing happens, and that doesn't happen.
Right, and I was like, oh, this was just a total false memory. Again, I really was like, oh, yeah. Catherine from CSI and what's his name were,
Mr. Blonde. Yeah.
Mr. Blonde, right? Mr. Blonde, we're getting on the room and she's like listening. And you're like, why is she listening all weird? Oh, yeah, because she wanted to make sure they were mating because they're actually infected from the broken protocol. Because why else would they have this dumb protocol scene? I mean, I get it's for a little tension, but he sees the cell splitting. He knows it hasn't gotten out. They could have gotten out the door, but
they could have got out 100 different times. He's like, I can't do it. Yeah.
It's not airborne or anything.
Do you think he was trying to be like Burke from Aliens and get them infected to see what would happen? No, there's already a hybrid. We've already made the hybrid, which was a mistake to just aliens send us plans with DNA. Also, why are we sending aliens our DNA? That's creepy as fuck. Also
crazy.
Be like, crazy. Right? Oh, let me jerk off in this cup for you, E.T. Check it out.
I don't think that's exactly what they meant as the DNA.
You don't know.
I don't. That's where you would have gone. But again, I think we're just seeing that he enjoys watching people suffer behind glass. I think that is the way. Like, he enjoys the death panic because he sets up two scenarios where he can watch people.
In like half an hour,
yeah,
by the way.
Where he's like, so I think this guy is like, you know, like the murder doctor from Predators or Predator dollar sign, you know, like where he just likes to kill his patients. This is like, that guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Did he get excited when they get on the train after she's cocooned that woman?
I no, because he didn't watch her suffer.
I didn't know if he got excited to see that she was dead in the cocoon.
Maybe he did, but imagine. I'm telling you, Vince Kingsley's thing is watching him suffer behind glass.
That's his king. Thing.
Yeah.
So he goes to like the photo or the not the photo booth, but you know, the glass booth. Yeah. You gotta put the money in.
Yeah.
And he's like, look scared for me.
Yes, that's what he
I'll
did.
I'll give you an extra $5. Right. Look scared.
I got a whole roll of quarters here, baby. Look like you're terrified. That's what Peep Show is the word you were looking for.
Peep Show. That's it.
Yeah. You know, Nicodemus 2 and Wheaton that was formerly mentioned on the podcast. Where E used to spend a lot of time because it was close to where he worked or something. Yeah.
He was like the only one that actually went in. Quote unquote arcade. He had all those quarters.
He had his own booth from what I thought he said that last time that he had like a reserved.
Yeah. He would tell people he was going to play Mortal Kombat 3 or something. Little known fact, E's never played any Mortal Kombat.
Oh, it's Camdis. Cadmus, I'm getting the name wrong.
Cadmus too.
In my memory, it's Nicodemus because that just sounds cooler. But again, it's Cadmus too. Or
so is there a Cadmus 1?
I don't know the answer. E, I'm just kidding.
Where's Cadmus 1?
His basement,
right behind the Taco Bell.
He's like, there's also 3 and 4. Anyways, what Peep Show. Yeah,
they assemble a team, and it's Catherine from CSI.
Yes.
Mr. Blonde.
Yes.
It's Dr. Octopus.
Yes.
And Forrest Whitaker doing his best Deanna Troi impression.
Kinda, yeah.
Where he's like, she's horny right now.
Yeah.
I love Forrest
Whitaker. Ghost Dog.
Yeah, it's Ghost Dog himself. But anytime he's feeling something, it's so Troy.
I'm coming. Where are you?
Yes. I'm sensing they're hiding something. No, he actually knew when something was going down.
Something was happening. Like, well, she's only half, Ryan.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Troy. Poor Troy.
They didn't give her much. Set to this movie.
Yeah.
Well, they can't give Troy a lot to do. She'd solve every problem like that. Yeah. Her and Data could basically do everything.
Yes. Well, Data honestly could just do it all. They don't need the rest of the ship. But
he needs to interact with us so he can be truly human.
Right? Yes. How do we get back to Star Trek? But yes.
Forrest Whitaker's Troy.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you go back to the train car. They walk into that train car, and there's, like, the pod on the wall and a dead body. And he, like, over there, like, something bad happened here.
Yeah. It's like, no shit. But he could feel it. He could feel it. Something bad happened.
Right. And it smells bad.
Yeah. Well, just, like, when they're doing their CSI postmortem on the first guy she kills from the club.
Yes.
He's like, oh, he must have done something to make her angry.
Right. Well, he calls it. He's like, some guys don't like to hear no or something like that. I can't remember.
But that guy's not putting out any telepathic energy. His neck's just snapped.
He's an empath, so he can also get like emotions in the room
from
and
dead
areas.
People.
Well, just because again in the car, the train car he was getting it. I think he can pick up. He can sense things from objects and from rooms. I mean, his character's a bullshit character, so they can do whatever they want with him. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's very loosely defined.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, yeah. It's just enough.
And he loves Long Island Iced Tea.
Yeah.
They thought he had his last one when he was about to fall in that fire pit in the sewer, right?
The lava pit.
Lava, fire. It was fire. They set the oil on fire. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Natasha Henstridge, AK. What's her? Did they give her a name?
They just keep calling her
Sil, right? Like Sil or
Sil,
something, right?
Sil,
yeah.
Oh, Sil. Okay, sure. I don't remember them calling her Sil, but okay. What did Sil stand for?
Single.
Is that just what they gave her?
Single intelligent lady?
Yeah, life form. Really.
Hey, it's a lady.
Yeah.
I feel she does a great job.
No, I mean, I think she did.
There's so much more to this movie than you remember from, was it, 90s? Six,
yeah, I think it was 96, somewhere around there.
Something like that. There's so much, even this crack team of
yeah, I mean, there's some things that I questioned because she learned things very quickly, which she picks up at speed watching commercials and talking to people. And
well, how did you learn most of your stuff? TV.
Well, I'm just saying that's fine. Let's say she's got a super intelligent, and then they kind of as the story goes along. Like explain things to you, like, oh, she knows she can, some animals can sense that, there's a genetic defect, like that's why she killed the one guy. And, but what I never understood is why
she
was
kills the woman on the toilet.
Yeah. Why was she? Because there's competition. They say she competition. But why did she feel the need to keep coming back to where the team was? Because
it's that same. It's like a hunting ground.
Yeah. But that hotel wasn't her hunting ground. The hotel, it was the. She was at the club. The club was her hunting ground. But then she came to their hotel. And it's like, why are you obsessed with this team when you could go bang anybody?
Yeah, because she hadn't killed Ben Kingsley yet.
No, it was like she set up this whole thing to have the... She wanted to knock the team off her scent, which was intelligent, by getting the woman that kind of looked like her.
Wait, was she going to try and fuck Mr. Blonde? But Mr. Blonde was already dicking somebody.
If
so she switched up to Dr. Octopus?
I guess she was worried about being hunted. This is how I tried to sort it out. So give me your thoughts. And she wanted to have a safe place to put her offspring and wanted to stop being hunted. So she thought the only other way was to do that was to hunt the team that was hunting her. But I don't know if she had enough detail at that time to know how much, because we see our main three, but she doesn't know that's the main three. And there's military and everything else and police. Like, she wouldn't know. The stronger animal instinct would be just to remove yourself from that hunting ground and go somewhere farther away.
Find new territory.
It was a flaw in her plan, I guess. But also, I think the movie, like, it just...
Well, she's also super horny, Ryan. Like, she's got to get
what I mean.
It.
Well, I'm sure...
She's been cock-blocked twice in this movie at that point.
And I imagine the period of which her body's so advanced that I don't know, when her gestation or ovulation cycle, you know, like she may have like
she fucks hours. And has a kid within like 35 minutes. Well, but I mean,
it may be a small window where she has to achieve that for it to work, right? Like it may be fluctuating all over the place. I don't know. She's a fucking machine. Have you seen any of the sequels?
I haven't. I was reading, like, I was doing trivia of what I thought was Species, but I was actually reading trivia for Species 2.
So do those eggs, because he said they had more eggs that they created that they froze. Did they get unfrozen? Is that how the...
They bring her... It's a clone of her in the second one. It's okay. Not her.
They never run with that mouse thing in the end? Is like the...
No,
the,
I don't believe so. The rat or whatever that eats the... Is that her tongue?
Yeah. Or no, is there...
The titty rope?
Yeah,
it was the titty rope.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, was it Mr. Blonde? Is that who he said it was? I don't know if I bought him as like the ultimate government. Like I'm not saying he didn't do a fine job in the role. I just didn't feel like he was the guy they would call for all their like assassinations and everything. Like he didn't give me that. I wasn't getting that vibe so strong from, you know, like him. And I don't know if that's the casting choice or just the way it was written or what. I don't know. Something about his character just didn't fire with me so much.
Oh, the way I saw his character was he's tired of it.
Yeah,
this might be one last job. He's probably made his money.
He's looking to settle
down with CSI.
No, if it was one last job, he'd be dead. He would have died in the movie, right?
I think just him and Mark are the only ones who come back for the sequel. What's her name? Catherine from on CSI.
Yeah, Catherine. Yeah.
Did she stay throughout the whole run, Ryan?
Of CSI, she stayed till the end when it came back, but then she wasn't back for the new. Coming she back to my knowledge, cast. Right? Like, as far as I know, she hasn't come back. But yeah, I think she was like the last man standing on the original run, you know, from the main cast. What else? I feel like there was another scene I wanted to talk about in this movie, and now I can't think of it. We had the hot tub scene we sort of talked about.
Where like that guy is like, hey, slow down to.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, I mean, I
get a car accident. Like,
I want to enjoy it a little. I want to enjoy myself a little bit. That's a little bit like you think
all
about,
of it was very fast. You just met her like 23 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. But I can see yourself getting caught up in a moment, but you still want to take a little time. Like,
yeah,
you know, you would be three pumps and then you'd be done. And it's like all this time.
I would be Dr. Octopus. Like, yeah. I can't believe this is happening to me.
The power of my hand.
Dr. Octopus, who gets. They've been looking for this chick all movie. All she does is dye her hair brown, and he's just, oh boy, let's do it.
He thinks they found her thumb. He thinks she's dead. They haven't clued him in that maybe he's not at this point. Oh, so
you might think someone's dead?
And also, he's been drinking.
All right.
He's been drinking. He's just lucky he didn't have whiskey dick and couldn't get it done because she would have killed it. Well, I guess he dies anyway.
She kills him anyway.
doesn't matter. Why'd she kill him?
Didn't they bust in?
And that's
they
why
were coming in, but I think she killed him. She was going to kill him. I've always thought it was like a praying mantis thing. Like, you know, the female kills the male after.
Yeah, but she was willing to, like, leave the diabetes guy. She was willing to leave him alone. She was like, take me back. Maybe she would have killed him once she got back. I don't know. But she didn't seem like she would kill unless she needed to. I watched this movie twice, by the way, too.
Just it was real, yeah.
I was so floored that the plot was so much better than I remembered. I had to watch it one more time. It was
stunned,
shocking
right?
to me. It was stunning. I was like, I can't believe I would have shit on this movie to anybody I ever told about. I just told it was a booby fest. And I was like, there's so much more to this movie than
when
what
I brought
remember.
This up to E, he was like, are you sure? And I was like, let's give it a shot. I know it's tense, but it might be good. We might enjoy ourselves. Stunned.
I had to watch it a second time. Also because, you know,
go look at the fun bags on that horse helm.
Pull back the curtain. We had scheduled this one earlier and then moved it. So I wanted to be fresh for it again. I wanted to watch it second time, you know, like.
I watched it twice in the same week. So I was like, I can't be right.
Well, I was like, I'm definitely going to watch this again.
Also titties. Yes.
Yeah. Lots of them. I do want you to watch it a third time and pay attention to those alien dream sequences and see that it's all like species of aliens banging.
All right. In Alien 4, Ripley has like dream sequences with
The prison one.
No, that's the one that's written three. By your boy Joss Whedon.
Cosmic Secret. Yes.
But if there's like a birthing scene where Ripley's or the alien mother's giving birth to the white alien hybrid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that sounds familiar.
But isn't there something where, like, she's being sucked into, like, tentacles or something?
Yes. Okay,
that's like, that's what that reminded me of. I don't feel... That might be a sexual thing, too. It's all on the same, you know, a Geiger tree. Yeah. Like,
you know, I just tried to watch or tried to...
I mean, this is basically Sexy Alien Queen, the movie.
It's hard to Google or Bing. I just tried to Bing species... alien sex cutscenes, and I just got a whole bunch of blurry, like,
your computer is bowed right now. Hey,
this is my work computer. I don't know what I'm doing right now. IT's going to think
someone's going to, they're going to have a meeting set for you in the morning. They're going, Ryan, did you Google alien pussy last night? You're like, no.
We were doing this podcast, and I was trying to talk about some cutscenes where some aliens. Yeah, it's gonna be. I didn't mean species. I meant species. The movie. It's a great producer's note. That's exactly right. But anyways, I've shut that window down. I don't think I'm gonna search anymore. But I want you.
That's a good call. That's a good call for your work computer.
Rewatch. And see that dark mess, and you'll just see that it's just her having, like, just some vivid dreams of aliens and embrace and doing everything, right? Like, that's what it was.
So, the aliens have sent her to us. Are they hostile?
Was it to merge our DNA and make it a super race? We didn't seem very merged. It seemed like once they came
through their life cycle. It seems they're pretty fucking dominant.
So, okay, well, I got a follow-up question.
We never saw their form truly without our merged DNA, so you don't know
how far they look like the symbiont from Venom.
But could she change back in the very end? What is your opinion? Is she a shapeshifter? Could she now, or once she's fully given birth and fully, like, more of the xenomorph-looking thing, can she then go back again?
Xenomorph in the city, yeah.
Right, yes, exactly. But could she go back now, or is that, like... She's fully developed into
Thought it'd be like a camouflage thing so she could be safe from quote-unquote predators.
Because when you see her
funny
kid,
shoes.
Her kid grows even faster. He's already like a spider alien, like, almost instantly. So I got the feeling that this was sent to... It could be merging our DNA and do it, but it very fast adjust the planet. So it's either a first strike weapon to try to knock us out and take over the planet, or it's...
Yeah, with how fast they could reproduce... And
maybe it's a Prometheus type thing where they're, you know, building, you know, creating a new civilization out of our combined DNA. Because our DNA can withstand the atmosphere of the planet where maybe theirs couldn't, and it merges those together.
Do you think it's the architects?
Architect. Yeah.
Is this black goo?
It could be, yeah. I'm thinking
assholes, like, we're going to fuck with them. We're going to send them a sexy bitch, and she's going to kill like 45 people in an
evening. I'm thinking if you want to colonize your DNA to other planets, but you don't know, you know, we couldn't go to a non, you know, Star Trek class M planet. So if you wanted to live on that planet, you could find a way to merge DNA where you keep your DNA primary because you're assuming you're the more sophisticated, and then use that other DNA so that your species can survive in that planet's atmosphere, and then you can have all those resources and, you know, colonize that planet as your own. But who knows? It could be just a weapon to go there and kill us all, so then they can come get our resources. Like, they've got
the black goo didn't seem really intelligent.
No,
it just seemed aggressive.
Yeah,
a bit. There were protocols where also have extra bolts, by the way. Who goes in with just one bolt?
Or don't make the bolt come out of it. Like, most of those hoods honestly have a bolt that just, like, has a spring on it that opens.
Yeah, on the back. On the back.
So it does not come out. But, you know, for dramatic effect, they had to come out. Yeah. And I also don't think there was any kind of backflow device if he had tried to use that hose as a flamethrower as he did. I think it would have blown up the tank and they all would have died anyways. But that's just, I think it would have backtraced down the hose. But. You know, like,
they're trying to show he's a badass.
Yeah, I understand. These characters had to be developed and there had to be some drama, but
I like the team aspect of it.
Sure. I think it's a little ridiculous. Yeah, we would have the military there.
We're not grabbing Forrest Whitaker out of therapy.
Right.
To come help us.
We have our own firebombing in town if they need to. And I don't, unless, you know, I kind of like that ending.
Yeah. I kind of like the outbreak.
Yeah.
Like Donald Sutherland and Morgan Freeman were like, yep, we'll take care of you. And then the movie ended like that, but we still take out, quote unquote, you know, we take out species.
Yeah.
Or Sil, whatever you want to call her.
We didn't even talk about her breaking that guy in half on the train with just because he smiled at her with teeth.
He threatened her.
He didn't. He just looked at her with metal teeth. I guess she was showing your teeth as a sign of aggression like a dog's, and she just ripped him in half on a boxcar. I'm sure he had no ill intent at all. He was just going to make sure she was okay.
Well, he was all up in her face and stuff, and she does just kind of throw him a little bit.
Yeah.
And then takes his she takes his clothes, right?
Yeah, she takes a jacket at least at that point.
His jacket, your boots.
Yes.
Your motorcycle.
Well, like, they did have that, like, conductor's uniform fitted differently, but that lady was much shorter than her and, you know, not the same size, but it seemed to fit her all right.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's not in that close long. She eventually gets a little bit of cash and goes what I could only describe as a Billy Idol white wedding outfit.
Yeah, yes, yeah. She liked it.
It looked great.
You know, all the storekeepers and actually the motel guy who you expected to be skeezy and take advantage of, he turned out to be a real solid dude.
Doesn't he come off like a sleaze bag? And he's like, no, here's your credit card.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he was a great guy in hindsight. It's like this poor guy.
You can go meet guys around the corner. It's cool.
I told her where to go. I gave her credit. I was like wow.
The way he's first introduced, you're like, oh, that guy definitely has PP camera. Yeah.
Well, you were waiting for him to be destroyed by her because he tried to peek at her or something, and she was just going to rip his spine out of his mouth or something, but she didn't do it.
So which was your favorite Sil kill? Mine is definitely tongue punch through the back of the head.
Was that in the bathroom?
That's the hot tub.
Oh, that's the hot tub. The bathroom, she like young. You know, they're all kind of cool, I'll be honest. She does it differently every time, I'm pretty sure. There's no two similar kills.
They did putting enough variation in it. The gore is cool.
Yeah, I mean, some people would not or probably don't like that scene where she cuts her own finger off. I know those kind of things really eke people out with, like, scissors when they clip off. But I didn't think the other gore was realistic enough to really bother a lot of people. But maybe I'm forgetting one.
I do like they find just the tip of the finger. Like, oh, she must be dead.
Yeah,
she gotta go.
Well, she had the body in there. There was... But you'd think there'd be other parts of that body on there to be, you know, discovered.
Identifiable.
Yeah. I mean, she put a lot of gasoline in that car. Let's be honest. I'm surprised that fingertip stayed. But apparently that door pocket is, like, very insulated. So it made it somehow.
Part of you were like, oh, Catherine's on CSI. She's not going to fall for this bullshit. She's going to realize it's a fake crime scene. No, she's too horned up for Mr. Blonde. And they got to go fuck on the floor. They can't even make it to the bed.
Yeah.
Just so that the species can listen at the door and be creepo.
How'd she kill the diabetes dude?
She snapped his neck.
Oh, she just snapped his neck. Yeah, I don't know. I'm having trouble. I'm struggling deciding which my favorite kill is because there was a lot of...
The chicken on the toilet, I think, is a really good one. The tongue punch, I really like.
The break in the homeless guy in half.
That was good. The ones in the sewer when she kills Ben Kingsley in the sewer, I was like, those were more. Is Ben Kingsley dead or is he just in shit water and he's like, fuck this?
They showed him with like his jaw ripped off in shit water. I think, and then they set that shit water on fire. I think he's gone. I don't think he can.
You don't think he just got out of it and was like, gone.
Yeah,
I don't think shit in my pockets. I'm going home.
Yeah, you never know, but I'm thinking he's not, on this side of
the
dirt.
They have those flamethrower guns.
Yeah.
Where were those all movie, by the way?
They were locked in the back of a car, apparently. Like, they were just going to try to use regular handguns.
Well, if the entire four-man team, five-man team, if you count Ben Kingsley, one of them has a gun.
Yeah.
I guess Mr. Blunt does have, like, two guys with him sometimes.
Yeah.
Who are doing other, you know, getting coffee and sandwiches.
Right. Drivers or whatever they were.
You guys have any more? Like, if you can't tell, I loved fucking Species.
I was happily surprised by Speech, but we'll get to that at the reveal.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Jumping the gun a little.
You guys have any more?
I don't think so.
All right. Do you have any nitpicks?
I mean, yes, but I will tell you, this one pushed me off my guard. And I mean, I've said a few of them here. I could go back through and nitpick everything, but because I was so surprised with what I saw, it disarmed me. I mean, this movie shut my my usual radar, or whatever you want to call it, it like stunned it somehow.
Raspberry.
because it was so much more than what I remembered it just being, like a bad alien movie with as many boobies as you can fit into it. When it actually had a somewhat constructive spot and stuff, I was just like, okay, I'm in for this. I don't understand.
Makes sense.
Everything's like, good. Whatever. like that bolt falls on the floor. Okay, great.
I didn't like she knew how to drive a car right away.
She watched him. You don't remember.
Yeah, there's.
That's still.
She watched the diabetic do it and she figured it all out. She's good.
Very quick. She's very quick.
Yeah, very quick.
I mean, she watched one hair dye commercial and she knew how to do that. And the empath knew she watched it.
How funny would it be if her dye job was all fucked up, like the top of her head was all brown, but Dr. Octopus is just so hammered, he's like, we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And also, she's like, I'm pregnant immediately.
I mean, she did have an accelerated, lifespan.
Yeah. Just that he didn't. I know he was drunk.
Yeah.
But they've been chasing this chick for like 3 days.
He didn't recognize her.
It's just brown hair.
One thing.
None of them recognized her. They like all ran into her.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
She rides on the elevator with Mr. Blonde and Catherine.
Yeah. And he's like, whatever. He's not even like.
It's the only thing where I was like, come on, somebody would be like, wait a minute. And that's fine. Like, if they had gone back to the room and started fucking, and he was like, wait a minute. And like got out and like went to look for her in the hotel and then found Dr. Octopus dead.
Yeah. But Mr. Blonde was her first target, obviously, because she was taking the perfume and everything, and she was going up there, but then she was too late because they were, even though she still wanted to listen. Yeah. I was thinking she was still going to, like, try to break in there before Dr. Octopus interrupted.
He's using his best stuff already. She doesn't want leftovers.
Well, I was wondering why she would stand there and listen then. Was she going to kill Catherine to kill the competition?
I mean, honestly, who's walking away right away?
This is why my story was better, where that they had gotten infected in the protocol scenario, and that they were still spreading the DNA, and that was going to be the reveal in the end instead of the rat that she was pregnant with a species child.
Would it be better if they're both infected or just one of them had gotten infected? Like, I would think Mr. Blonde got infected instead of, like, when he stabs it.
Yeah, you see something. Either way, it works.
He's been slowly getting infected all movie.
Yeah, it works either way. You know, you can do it either way you want. But that baby inside is now a new species.
Yeah. It's a hybrid of a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
So would it be more human?
More since human than human?
It'd be three-fourths human now.
Yeah.
It's mostly man at that point.
Right.
All right. Well, let's go to a quick little break, and we'll come back with a game right after this.
Where's a good place to find a man?
Back from that break, you guys know what time it is. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah, I heard you, hot shot.
What?
I said, hot shot.
Or join our producer, E.
Game on, good guys. All right, today we are playing our pop quiz variant, Critical Miss, where I find one-star movie reviews from IMDb's user reviews, and just based on the review, you guys tell me what movie this is. There is a bit of a meta at play, and I think once you figure it out, that'll hopefully help you get these. But I'm pretty sure you guys have seen all of these. And some of them I'm 100% positive. So I'm sure that you guys will get these. Team game, we can help each other out if you guys have it. Let's hit that game show music and up first. One star. Sex Kittens Go to High School. A tawdry sexploitation piece.
Sex Kittens. The Cats?
I was thinking Josie and the Pussycats.
Let me add something to it. There's part of another review. And blank, I don't want to reveal the actress, doesn't even get naked.
High school? It said it goes to high school, right? So safe to assume this is a high school movie. American Pie? No.
No.
I can't think of like...
That's a pretty good guess. Yeah. I mean...
But no one gets naked in American Pie. Well, I guess that would fit.
Oh, is it our back catalog? Can't Hardly Wait? No,
it's not in our back catalog. I will tell you what the movie is. It is Wild Things, and the
actress, Snap Campbell,
Denise Richards gets naked in the movie.
You could give me a ride when you find the ticket.
Actually, so does
Kevin Bacon.
So does everybody else. But
yeah. And they're kids in a pool or a hot tub or something.
Nev Campbell does not. She was still under contract with Party of Five, and it was basically in her contract that she would not do something like a scene.
I would say that would have tripled Party of Five's ratings. Just for, like, do you know how we're wearing out video cassettes of fucking Under Siege? You don't think we're not going to show up to Party of Five after she gets nude? Of course we are.
It would have tripled Party of Five and doubled Wild Things box office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next up. This one's short, but sweet. Kevin Bacon flopped in this one.
R.I.P.D. Trying to think of other Kevin Bacon movie.
I think the flop is a play on words. I'm trying to think of... I don't think it's a... Well, he said it's a one-star review, so never mind. It is referring to it being bad, but...
Footloose. He's dancing and flopping around, maybe.
All right, once we get more of the meta, we'll come back to this one. I'll do this one again. All right, next up. One star. Leave It to Beaver. You can pretty much boil this down to the legendary, in quotes, guy who's never seen pussy before seen.
30-year-old virgin.
40-year-old virgin.
That's what I meant, 40-year-old virgin. Yeah.
No? I mean, he was also a 30-year-old virgin.
That's true. That's a prequel. That's a prequel.
Yeah, don't give him ideas. Don't give him ideas.
2026.
Cleverly, this reviewer titled his review, Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, Beaver.
The Beaver, starring Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster.
Naked Gun.
That scene is amazing, but it is not Naked Gun. All right, I will tell you what the movie is. Basic Instinct.
Have you ever fucked on cocaine, Nick?
Oh, I get the Beaver now. I get the Beaver completely now.
Right. So like getting the meta between Wild Things and Basic Instinct.
Well, you see Dick Instinct, and Wild Things.
Wild, okay, we're the meta is like
I was gonna say you saw pussy and you saw Dick and one.
Okay, I'm getting it. I'm getting the meta. All right, let's do this.
All right. Next. One star. I mean, she's still hot, but did we really need a sequel?
Species.
Striptease 2.
Was there
I think there
Wait, Rob, what did you say?
Species 2.
All right, she's hot. Do we need a sequel? Fantastic Four 2, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
I mean, she's still hot, but did
Tomb
we
need a sequel? Tomb Raider. I'm just kidding. It's got to be something with, like, animal instinct in it. Like,
The Animal.
Something wild.
Rob Schneider.
No.
Oh, boy. Let's see.
What, Untamed Heart.
With Is there a sequel? Slater.
No, Untamed Heart 2?
Does he come back from the dead?
Yeah. They just put another heart. Would that count as a Frankenstein movie? We'll pin that for later. Pin it for later.
All right, I will reveal the movie. It is Basic Instinct 2.
What are you, a pro?
No, I'm an amateur.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Still more instinct stuff. All right.
When real dolls... One star. When real dolls go bad.
Real dolls. Is it that Megan... Was that Megan? Was that one with the doll?
Another side review. There's only like two actors in this. Boring. Dumb.
Ex Machina.
I'm going to tear up the fucking dance floor, dude. Check it out.
It is Ex Machina.
Insane review for Ex Machina.
Right.
One star. That's correct.
And there's at least four actors in that most of the movie. What's he talking about?
I think he was skipping around a good bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next up. One star. The scene where she licks the pole is not hot. My girlfriend is hotter.
That's striptease.
No, showgirls. Showgirls,
yeah.
Nice dress.
Thanks. I bought it at Versace.
That is showgirls. Excellent. I don't know if you've caught the meta.
Not really, other than...
boobies.
Yeah.
My, you were like animal instinct and stuff, and he was like, no. And I said, kiss an ass.
But
wait,
we didn't go back.
Yeah.
All right, so next up.
All right.
One star. Kevin Bacon flopped in this one.
Wild Things. His dick's out in that. What else does Kevin Bacon show his dick in?
Derivecus. Like he's not in Derivecus.
That would be really weird. He is, yeah. But that would be weird in that
movie. I mean, every time I see a red door, I want to paint it black. Remember that time that girl was murdered in the house? I mean, we got
that scene
watch
where
Rebecca.
He's just trying to figure out the guitar riff. And then the camera pans back and he's just naked.
He's just Winnie the Pooh in with a guitar. It's weird.
Oh, yeah, he's got to be wearing a shirt. Absolutely. Guitar and a shirt. That's it.
I mean, he doesn't show his dick in Footloose, not in Tremors.
Well, I'm completely out of place in Footloose as well.
Tremors! What the fuck is he whipping his dick out for in Tremors? They can hear it on the sand.
I mean, it's going to kill you when I tell you.
It's Hollow Man.
It's Kevin Bacon. He's not a loser. He's great. We don't hate him at all.
It's Hollow Man.
Oh.
Yep, you get to see it as he's getting injected with the serum. So there's plenty of nudity in that one, too. All right. Next up. One star. Two good things. I saw her naked. Really only halfway. Great body. And I got this crap for free.
Species.
All right. It is Species.
Yeah.
This time you are correct. It is Species. And in closing, one star. I mean, she's still hot, but did we really need a sequel?
Species two.
It is species two.
Don't go. Please. I want a baby.
What? Excuse me?
The crazy thing is, even though you've got all of these, for many of these movies, one-star reviews ragging on it, they all mention the nudity and try and point out why it was a terrible waste of time and that you shouldn't watch it. And then there's a ton of those types of reviews. Just saying. It's a little bit of a weird thing that I've discovered while trawling through IMDb.
Yeah.
All right, but excellent work. Good guys. Good game. And a winner is you.
Thank you. It's Cosby time for Species. I remember watching this as a young male, young teenager in 1996, and thinking, it's pretty cool. Alien boobs, good time. It's been a long time since I watched Species, and I haven't really thought about it. I was floored by this movie and how well the story works and how much thought was into it. It's not just boobies. It's amazing. If you haven't seen Species in a while and you can hear my voice, go on HBO and check it out. You're gonna enjoy it. Species is 100% Koishi. Rob, what did you think of Species?
Well, I mean, I think I'm in a similar boat. I mean, I remember watching this when it originally came out, and I remember just thinking, eh, whatever, it's okay. I was surprised at the movie watching it this time. It was better than I thought it was remembered, better than I remembered, which is, you know, probably most of this podcast. And I was surprised it was how, you know, it was good. It was why are you laughing?
I'm surprised it was good.
I don't know. I think I mentioned it in the preview. I was like, I don't know if I expected this one to hold up. I really wasn't sure about it. But yeah, I mean, it was considerably better than my memory of it and what I thought I was going to be watching. You know, it was a good time. It had a good cast. It was good. It was cheap.
Right. All right. Brian.
Yeah.
What did you think of Species?
Well, I think you guys pretty much nailed on the head, and I think I kind of revealed what I was thinking as we were going through. But again, on the reveal, thought this was a mess of a movie with boobies that tried to get the boobies just to cover the mistakes. But as I was going through it, just like you guys, I was like, is this movie actually good? Like, you know, like you're watching and you're like, no, but it disarmed me so badly that my normal overanalyzing and attacking every bit just melted away. And I just enjoyed the ride. Then I had to watch it again. And I was like, this movie has so much more to it. If anyone had asked me 3 weeks ago what Species was, I would have told them it was a load of crap. But it is actually a good movie. Now, maybe if I go back again in the future and watch it now that I've given it this G, I may not think the same. But they really had something. They had a good story here. And, you know, I think the boobs they were flashing around just make you kind of forget the rest of the good plot. But anyway, I enjoyed it. It was good both watches. Co is G.
All right. There you have it. Of course, Species is. Come on. It's still good. Roll credits. The good guys win.
Sequels are made. Make sure to stay until after the credits for a bonus scene and check out the show notes for links, trailers, and clips about Species. Rob, where can the good people find us?
We are Coast G Pod on Threads, Instagram, Gmail, and the internet at large. Download the show on our new home, Spotify. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, where our show notes look perfect, and everywhere Spotify can be found. If you'd like to know more, reach out and touch us. Hailing frequencies are open.
I want to thank my brothers Rob and Ryan and our producer E. Special thanks to our social media team and all of our supporters. Thank you, good people, for listening, liking, subscribing, and reviewing. You guys are the best. If you're new to the show, be a good person and leave us a 5-star review and a comment. But remember, we kill if we feel threatened. And if you want to be great people, recommend us to a friend with a car. We've got a party to go to and no one to take us. It's all for the greater good.
The greater good.
For the good guys, this is your undefeated champion, Reagan. And as we always say on the Co-SG, what I do is I just try to take my hat and turn it around. And it's like a switch that goes on.
Where's a good place to find a man?
Welcome to Come On. It's still good.